based off of what she's been saying about Diddy, Jay-Z, she's you know, she's mentioned a lot of people like Erykah Badu. Man, there's so many more names, you know. The guys that run Universal, Lucian Grange, what's the old fella that learned, that Diddy learned from?
Clive, his ex-boyfriend.
Clive Davis, there you go.
Batiman.
Yo. That's not what it is.
He is, actually. He came out.
No, I know what you're saying, bro. You know what I mean?
So, Clyde Davis is like, you know, he... Yeah, man, him and Diddy, you know, they got their business. And their business is their business. I'm not there, so I can't say, right? Can't speak on it like I know what's going on, because I ain't there, right? But there's a lot of alleged things coming out, right? A lot of alleged things coming out that was foretold in the early year. And when these allegations come out, these are very big allegations, right? Dealing with children, sex trafficking,
getting drugged.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, right? All of these different things. Blackmail. It's, and yeah, I would say that it started with maybe even R. Kelly, you know? You know what's interesting, though? Right? It's interesting, because Jaggy said something about, you know, black billionaires in America, right? And how, when something happens to them, all their money goes away from their friends. he didn't get bail. You know who got bail, though? Weinstein. You know who got bail, though? Homeboy that owned, what's that, Abercrombie & Finch? Right? These guys definitely doing some shitty business, like, well... Allegedly.
Carbody, what about Mr. McMahon? He hasn't even been arrested yet.
Oh, yeah, Vince McMahon. Woo!
It's so funny.
You're fired! That was his line in WWF. Mm-hmm. That was his line, man.
It's so funny you mentioned him, because actually last night I watched about four or five of those.
Oh, the documentary?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty solid, man.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's actually pretty... And actually, his wife, she ran for some kind of political party. I was just seeing that because they were talking about how Donald says that, you know, we don't mess with losers, right? But yet, I was watching this newscast, and they were talking about how all of these people that are, you know, potentially going to be in his cabinet, they all lost in like these different political races, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Linda McMahon in there as one of them too. And
let me tell you something, Linda.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to all the wrestling fans out there, man. If you're listening right now, yo, man, we rocking it, man. Come on. I remember the day I found out wrestling was not real. I said, damn.
What?
Crushed you, right?
Crushed me, bro.
Wrestling's not real?
Yo, crushed me, bro. Come on. You know? Yo. Which, yeah. Anyways, so. Yeah, man, these guys, they don't, you know, and skin colors are not skin colors. It's very interesting, right? But, and then you got, like, guys like, oh, man, R. Kelly, right? And I think that really started it off for the music aspect of these allegations, you know?
Definitely coming out, though, right?
Right? You had the Epstein on that side, and then you had Kelly on this side, right? And, yeah, man.
Well, they said the hip-hop police was actually created for P. Diddy, right?
That's what I saw somebody say.
Right?
And, I've heard
quite a few rappers say that, man. You know what I mean? And for all his associates and stuff like that. And that's been
way back then.
How many years has that been, bro?
A long time.
You know what I mean? 20 plus, right?
Yes, yeah. And the guy who actually started it was a retired cop, and he actually didn't even want, like once he saw what they wanted to do with it, he backed out. It was like, nah, man, you know? And he was like a lawyer at the time. And he basically ended up working for Bad Boy.
Oh, really?
And being able to, you know, kind of be that counterintelligence, right?
Oh,
so that's allegedly, you know what I mean? That's allegedly. And like I said before, right? It's a spider web of, you know, people, right? A network that moves in the chateau, you're not know. Move in the chateau, you're not know. Right? And, but yeah, man, I think even the stuff that Jaggy has, you know, been saying, and, you know, the stuff that Kat, I mean, Kat's, you know, he scratched the surface, you know what I mean? He was talking about Steve Harvey and Cedric, and it's funny, man, because I grew up watching these guys, right? And then when you realize, you come, you wake up, and you're like, man, I'm waking up out of the in the Matrix, right? It's like, whoa, these guys ain't even who you think they are.
No doubt.
They're not even who you think they are. And, you know, I want to say to the survivors of anything like that, you know, hats go off to you, yeah, because it's not... That's trauma that will stick with you forever if you don't, you know, if you don't attend to it, right? And those things are very traumatic. I mean, it's yeah. So, you know, to the survivors of you know, those specific situations and the ones that have been in something similar, you know, I give you my hats off to you. You know what I mean? Y'all are strong. And yeah, because it's crazy, man. You know, like even with Nickelodeon and, you know, Epstein owned Nickelodeon. Like, there's so much, there's so many things, and it's like, yo, man, I grew up watching these things, you know? Disney, Nickelodeon. I watched these things when I was a child, right? And then these allegations come out behind people who are on these big companies. It's like, wow, like, what do you mean? Like, all of that right there, that's just fake. You know what I mean?
Yo, did y'all hear the take, the theory of Dr. Umar on the Diddy situation and the other fellas who haven't been charged? Did you hear what he was saying about that?
No. What he said?
It was actually kind of cool what he said. It was a good perspective. And even as we speak on the Diddy situation, he was saying that we are too quick to condemn our own people. I mean, as a culture, we love to talk about each other and ourselves. Even to laugh about each other and ourselves, you know. I think that's a good thing, a great thing that we could speak and be happy about, or make joke of things, to lighten things up sometimes when they're so serious. But Dr. Umar was saying that they're just showing black people, especially, that I mean, it's sad to say that you are under control. It doesn't matter if you are rich, if you do not comply. You will lose it all. They've taken Kanye, Jay-Z, Diddy, and they're showing us all what happens when you don't comply. These three men are very powerful billionaires that were taken down pretty much by words. And as we just spoke on, you know, Mr. McMahon himself, Mr. McNutt, has not even been arrested. Epstein supposedly died in a jail by hanging himself. You know, just all these things. Weinstein's looking to get out. Bill Cosby got taken down. Right. They're always trying to destroy us in positions of, you know, to aspire to great things. And I mean, having money is not everything, but if that's what you're looking for, if you're looking to do that, you might think about that twice if you think you're going to go down. You know what I mean? Like, you just stay back. Or even to attain such fame and wealth, is it even necessary? Do we really want that? If this is the outcome, me personally, I'd like to have a lot of money. I'd like to be a billionaire, you know. But if I was gonna have my name dragged through the mud and have my family destroyed, you're gonna take my kids, you're gonna put me in jail. I mean, he didn't even get bail. He's gone for bail three times.
Three times, man. Three like times. 50 million.
You know, and
you
like,
tell me when a government's not gonna take 50 million.
No doubt.
Well, even if they don't let him out, I mean, let's just be fair. Like, McMahon is not arrested. You know, he has not been arrested, and they say what he's done is a lot worse. I mean, it is what it is. It's all bad, but you know, they're not taking down the non-black fellas who are billionaires.
I mean, we can go there with that, right? You don't know what's playing in the background, though. Right? Well, you don't know what Vince has got on this person. You know what I mean?
Like, Vince is a powerful man. You guys just said Linda's running for cabinet, right?
Very, very powerful.
From wrestling to politics? How does that work?
He's probably made the government a lot of money, brother.
Yeah, and you know, I did spark it in the sense where earlier I said that, right? Bringing that up. And it's not, you know, obviously this is not one side versus the other, you know what I'm saying? Definitely neutral, you know what I'm saying? But it is very interesting how these things play out like that, right? Because yeah, man, I think everybody's got a card on somebody in that game. So, really, it's just because, I mean, obviously, you know, Diddy, how many cards does he got on people? Like, right? And he ain't get bailed, right? So, it is interesting, right?
He's not as powerful.
Right?
It's not have that power.
It's not on some, like, one side versus the next, right? We ain't talking like that, right?
I'd say he's pretty powerful, man. Everyone keeps saying he ain't powerful, right?
Who?
He's powerful to some, but he's not the...
Who? Diddy?
Yeah, Diddy. Diddy's powerful to us. He's powerful in hip-hop.
Yeah, he's powerful, but like I said...
somebody bigger, right? But I'm saying...
I think there's more multiple...
A lot of power, bro. You know what I mean?
I think there's multiple people. Yeah? I think there's multiple people. I think that, me personally, he's powerful, but he's obviously, you know, the power between him and Jigga. I mean, I don't know. It's... You know, maybe there's something other, you know, maybe they both serve their own purpose in this game of chess, right? But yeah, you know what Umar said is peace, right? We don't really know, right? We don't really know. Yeah, there's a lot of history that would say that, you know. Black. Ooh, we got a caller right now?
Oh my goodness. I thought I put the garbage out. Caller.
Peace.
Hello?
Peace. Who's calling in? Can you say your name again? Peace, you there? Well, whoever that was, call back again. Oh, there you are. You kind of cutting out. Where you calling from? Vancouver. Yeah, baby. What's your name? And we having some kind of technical difficulties.
Yeah, let's try that back in a minute. Why don't we run the PSA for now?
Run the PSA.
All right.
This holiday season, when it's time to choose the right tree, some trees will be chosen for their size, some for their shape, and some for their shelter. Let's have fewer people under a tree this Christmas. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
Lyrically versatile, my rap definition is wild. I wrote graffiti as a juvenile, resting on Deuce Tray and used to boost grade Kang goals with 555 souls from the streets of the Philadelphiatic insane for monetary gain. The slain on the train is homicide for wealth, stealth missions for crack in the alleyways when get grazed in the back from stray shots. Clips with hollow tips for your spine or either remain calm, catch a rhyme to your mind. You know my style, I run a motherfucking rap muck with Malik in a U-Haul truck. I stand 5'7" in command of the party and scam like Uncle Sam. I'm never caught up in the glass eye of your action cam, cause I'm down low. Artistic exquisite rap bro that get the dough. It's the Philly Burrow Dread, thoroughbred for Dolo. I
left shoulder the mic, still feel colder than before. With this jazz, I hit your jaw, dice raw. Get up on a mic, my young core. I beat it, blowing up the spot on tour. Surely real to the core, old school, like 84, I never die. Raps till my lungs collapse, then relax until my knack for tracks. Bring it back on time, when I rhyme, my rep remain. Either go against the grain or yet, since found slain, I overcome. Cause when styles, then I throw you some, show you some. Get on the mic and take it over, son. Dice roar, dice roar. The motherfucking wild noise. Get on the mic and perpetrate in his voice.
I leave pissing in action like the dads in the projects. My style like a nomad, travel around and catch rat. I'm ill, versatile with the skill no more. Whack MCs wanna flex, but these styles ain't bore. Got to know the real meaning of the ill shit. I knew mad damage, but never will catch a bed with my knapsack full of ill shit that I just boosted from the corner store. When I let loose more flavor, that's me ripping heads off from the scenes. Didn't play like Jeru and come clean. I beat down on the heads like drum machines or 808s, cause my style flows out great and super spectac. With all the raw rap, pull a metal chair out my knapsack across your back, crack. Now do you feel the pain? Of course, I guess you're believing that I'm insane. When I'm tagging my name upon the train, I got so much pride, I got so much soul. With lyrics high to make stop, drop, and roll now. Check me out one time for your fast styles equivalent of an AIDS infected Glock blast. Just know my style, plus they really want more. Props from Mount Vernon to Mount Rushmore. Okay, kid, you know my style is buck wild. Little bit chill that you can never get when I'm sticking in particular. Flavor that you want, I sit back and smoke a fat bun in class. Teachers can kiss my ass, I'm twice. Dice, figure, deep roll, never take a bad fall. Smack your head up against the wall like playing handball. My style's ill, I slam like Hulk Hogan. Dice roll, written on my arm. Niggas know my slogan while I read your last breath. Better watch this step, fat bull, catch rat. Ill back to keep you in check. With the hell of five beats and hard rhymes. It's on my style when I go the whole nine. I beat down punks, cut them up in the fruit chunks like fruit salad. My style's smooth like knowledge. Blunt, say what you want. If you got beef, then come get it. If it don't, well then forget it. My rap style's exquisite. I'm raw daddy, like with no Trojans on the stage. When I'm on, I got to keep my composure. Where I'm from, it's like a whole different world. Hop on a train, honey dipping, I'ma snatch your swirls. Most corrupt motherfuck in the 10th grade. Juvenile course, Jeff McKay could not fade. Don't ask me, honey, I'm not the one for stressing. If you wanna know, better ask brother question. Cause he know the time like I know the time. When I grab the microphone, it's like summertime. Lay back to recline in my lazy boy chair. Dice draw the wild noise, I'm the fuck out of here.
Since I had hit the dry spell, I figured I'd manicure my nails. Then after blue, I'm interrupted by the bell. It was Key talking about D. Come on, let's bounce tonight. Wu-Tang's performing at the Fever. And I got the backstage passes, VIP status. The after party's at the Marriott. We in the night like Gladys. Cool, I could do with that. Give me 45 so I can wash the cat. And marinate the body, hop in Mizrahi. Tighten up the afro and turn it super hardy. I tell you what, I hit you up soon as I'm ready. When I see you Mitsubishi out front, we jet true honey buns. Wanna have fun, unlike a chick who said for the hit and run. Yeah, to all the girls, do what you gotta do. But it ain't what you do, it's how you do it. You do it. Arriving at the club like 11:45. Scenery was live. Mob like a 3-2 center outside. Fly rise, the whole shebang. You know how Philly hang. Come time to get extravagant. While I was so attracted by the glamour and the glitz. He was chatting with the bouncer, telling him we on the list. Within a split second, we escorted through congestion. Routine friction, metal detection. All clear as air, no question. So we grabbed Kahlua's at the bar and head towards the dance section. No hesitation, breezing to the back. In the green room where the celebrities was at. That's when the propaganda began to emerge. Star-studded events must trigger hoochie alerts. Cause Kia went berserk, Diggy Low was first. Subtle body language, acting like a flirt. Tongue sticking out with the baby door pal. Talking all loud, I'm like, what's this all about?
Look on Method Man, I'm saying, what's up with him? I'm trying to see him for real. He look good. Why you looking at me like that? I'm saying, I got to get mine. For real, I got to get mine, okay?
Here come the raw maneuver. Looter than imagine. Kia aiming for attention, striving for it with the passion. Slips out of sarong, started dancing in her thongs like a booty song was on. I said, sis, you know you're wrong. See, you the reason niggas be screaming bitches, souls and tricks. I don't believe you going out on that Adina Howard. Don't you dig these, think you hotter than the sun. Even if they talk to you, they wanna hit and run. And if you scheming on the cream room, you ain't getting none. You play from the door with that nut you done. And she gon' look at me and say, yo, chill, whatever. I thought you was my peeps, I said I thought you was together. Your actions bounce on all these chicks in here like a reflector. I'm trying to school you, sis, it's plain that you don't know no better. But I'm not the one to judge, so do what you gotta do. But it ain't what you do, it's how you do it. Yo, true honey buns, wanna have fun. Unlike a chick who settle for the hit and run. Yeah, to all the girls, do what you gotta do. But it ain't what you do, it's how you do. It's how you do.
Take defender, but send us through a cross-examination to hear an explanation of the situation. The verdict comes without much deliberation, cause they confess to cheating off the answers of my tests. I guess it's cause they're average, whereas my score is way above the mean. Matter of fact, it's unbelievable, true. So props to do lump sum, but I'ma simply take them one by one. Considering the count receivable, achievable. Naturally, my juices be uncarbonated. My soda pop raps are popular as lemonade. My paper covers rock, and rock smashes scissors. Still live with the mic, it's like a chef with the blade. So scissors ain't required for me to rip rap sheets to shreds and turn heads into pendulums and then some. While some get slick with sick lyrics that need to be hand delivered, I transcend them. The bottom line will be the last one, but not the worst one. Consistent to leave you reminiscing about the first one, but all of the examples of the rap. While some spoke jokes to provoke, but I still get the last laugh.
The radio, 6 o'clock blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM. We playing the hottest hits in Van City, man. The hottest hip hop station in the city, heart of the city, man. And we love it over here, baby. You know what I'm saying? My man DJ Digital spinning some hot tunes right now. You know what I mean? I know it's got you. If you was on the couch, I know them joints. Yo, that J Live joint that you just played. Come on, bragging rights. Yo, come on, man. And then you had Bahamadia with True Honey Bun. Come on, man. And then you had The Lesson Part 1 by The Roots. All of these rhythms.
The legendary Roots crew.
You know what I mean? And it's funny, man, because Jaggy talked about her, too. You know what I mean? But it's an amazing, you know, hip-hop is such an amazing sound, right? Especially those, the jazzy samples, man. I love that. You know what I mean? It's so boom-bap. It's so boom-bap, you know? Yeah, man, and that's what we do here at One Order Radio. We love spinning hot tunes. We love talking about hot topics. We love giving y'all the latest updates on hip-hop culture, politics, you know. We talk about so many different things here, right? This is a platform to express, and definitely we had a caller call in. Willfully you call back in, because we also want to build with y'all, man. We want to build with y'all, you know what I mean? So, yo, Guilty, give them the number.
778-782-2573.
That's right. Say that again, brother, one more time.
778-782-2573.
And make sure your phone's got bars, signals, you know?
Signals, most definitely.
Yeah, man.
So, man, so many interesting things coming out. Another thing that's coming out is the X2 first flying vehicle, and made by a company in China called XPeng. And it's interesting how Musk said that in order for electric flight to take place, they had to needed like 400 kilowatts of battery power in order for that to happen. And a company called CPL created a 500 kilowatts. You know what I'm saying? So. Yo, you good?
I'm good, though.
Okay.
It's just festive.
Very, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Would you? 7 days till Christmas, people. Yeah. Do you have your shopping done?
So, there's a lot of technology going on, man. You know what I mean? A lot of different things happening, right? And it's definitely a race between Tesla and that XPeng company, because Tesla coming up with the Gen X. And yeah, I mean, I've seen those electric helicopters as well. We're in a different time right now. We're in a different time, and it's just crazy how so many of the things that have been shown to us, you know, via movie, via reels, TikTok, whatever, no matter, just all preparing the subconscious for something to come.
Well, if you ever seen the movie Fifth Element with Bruce Willis,
come on,
it's basically coming to that, right?
Oh man, all my youngins, if you ain't seen the Fifth